This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for February 2014. Our radio show guest is Becky Ann Jenkins Arnes, master teacher, award-winning gymnast, award-winning dancer, wife, mother of five children, pianist, singer, and choral conductor. She is passionate about her family, teaching, music, and helping others. Becky Jenkins Arnes is a third-generation musician with her six brothers and two sisters, as her parents and grandmothers were also musicians. Her three sons and two daughters are the fourth generation of musicians, continuing their family's musical legacy. They play the flute, piccolo, clarinet, violin, oboe, tenor saxophone, and piano. Mrs. Arnes' four oldest children play chamber music and orchestra concerts together, and her husband Lee is also a musician playing the trombone. Becky Jenkins Arnes is also a second-generation teacher, as her mother, Jill Thatcher Jenkins, has a Ph.D. in education. Her mom's specialty is improving education systems. Growing up, Becky Jenkins Arnes played piano for her family's fiddle group and studied voice and piano. She has taught in the public schools of Baldwin City, Kansas, and Yorktown, Virginia for 10 years, teaching students in kindergarten, first, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. She has taught reading, English, math, science, and social studies. I had the pleasure of teaching Mrs. Arnes' children, Lance and Morgan, violin, chamber music, and orchestra. Lance studied violin with me for 7 years, and Morgan for 5 years. They played in a quartet on my student concerts with their older brother Derek on flute and ran Lance's twin on clarinet on many concerts. Becky, I'd like to welcome you to our radio show.
Thank you, Madeline. I'm glad to be here.
How many years have you had your students listening to classical music, Mozart symphonies, in the background of your classrooms?
My students have been listening to classical music in the background of my classroom for about 7 years now.
As a teacher for kindergarten, first, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, did your students perform better on classic homework, on tests and quizzes, listening to Mozart symphonies in the background?
I can definitely say yes, Madeline. As soon as the classical music is turned on, my students have a noticeable change in their behavior. They calm down and talk less, and not only do I play classical music in my regular classroom, but also during summer school classes to the sixth grade math students that I teach that come into my classroom. And some of these students have behavior problems and attention problems, and I find that they calm down very quickly as they listen to the music and get started on their morning work. The students even ask for me to turn the music on when I don't have it on. And this past summer, I even had an administrator come in, walk in, and comment on how they couldn't believe how quiet and focused the students were and said that they should try playing music in their home school. Every summer that I've played the music, these students have improved their scores from pre-test to post-test by about a 30 to 50% increase, which is amazing considering it's a five-week program covering an entire year of curriculum. And the students in my regular classroom have also met their end-of-year goals every year, and I have also seen great improvement as I've had the music in the background of my classroom.
Thank you, Becky Jenkins Arnes, for being a guest on our radio show and for inspiring your students to be excellent at reading, English, math, science, and social studies. We hope more teachers will follow your leadership example and put on classical music, Mozart symphonies, in the background of their classes to help their students concentrate and do better work in their classes. You are an inspiration to all of us to keep learning, sharing, and motivating others.
Thank you, Madeline. Thanks for having me on the show.